wonder in my
soul. Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
A narrative.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
More things to fill me. Listen, when you get to the wealthy place, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. You don't have to chase people, places, and things. These things are coming just by your pure relationship with God. Because if you love Him, He can trust you with all kinds of things. You'll be amazed how many people love the flesh more than they love God. But when you're a fighter, you say, God, if you show me it's wrong, I'm willing to cut the foreskin. It may hurt. It may be a struggle. But I love you that much. But listen, that's why the relationship is based on love. It ain't even about the wealthy place anymore. It's not so much you trying to get to the wealthy place, but it's because you love God so much, you done qualified yourself for the place. How many here want to please Him? You just, he just so good. Anybody, the Bible say, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. He's wonderful. He comforts me when I need comfort. All you got to do, see, to get to the place, you got to live in a certain place already. You won't get to that place still living in Ur. The Chaldeans, the star readers, the tarot card readers, the heathens. You got to leave Ur and head to Canaan to get to Canaan. Meaning you got to at least be on the path before you get there. Don't let Satan trick you into staying in the land of Ur. You got Ruth. I'm going to let this go. The book of Ruth only has 4 chapters. In the first chapter, Ruth had to go through the test of loneliness. Sometimes we lose in the test of loneliness. Nobody likes to be lonely. But I want you to know that Ruth passed that test. When her husband died, she moved on. She didn't stay there. God, why did you do it? What in the world, God? No, she moved on. But then she went to the test of trust. Some of us still have trust challenges. And it's definitely hard sometimes for a man to trust a man and a woman to trust another woman. Watch this. But Ruth told Naomi, y'all go back and read this. Ruth told Naomi, wherever you go, I'm going. Your God gonna be my God. Has God been working with you on trust? Listen, can I tell you the secret on how to trust? Real simple, trust God. If you trust God, it'll make it easy for you to trust people. Because you're not trusting in people. You're trusting God who's going to protect you from the sinfulness of people. Because that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of being hurt. But when your maturity in trusting God is strong, you're not afraid to trust people because it's not people you trust, and you trust it in God. You can't get to your wealthy place outside of trust. You can't get to your wealthy place still having a pity party. Don't you know Ruth could have said, oh, I'm a young woman and my husband gone. No.
Everybody feels sorry for me. I don't want to hear no preaching. I just want to be sad.
You ain't going nowhere like that. You got to come out of pity and say, God, I love you, and I'm headed, boy. Can I get some folk, I just feel like preaching, that'll say I'm headed. Now, y'all going to say this word, but they got this little dance, you know, and I'm not going to do it. Amen. But all I'm trying to show you is, see, and sometimes you need this walk, you know. I remember being a kid, amen, I was insecure when I was a teenager, you know. Now, when I was a kid, I had a problem to hold my head straight. I always held my head to the side. Boy, straighten your head up. Okay. But I go back to hold my head to the side. I don't know why. Maybe my head was just too big, but I couldn't hold my head. So, but then when I became a teenager, I had dudes hating on me because I always had my head like this. Now, I don't know why, but it just was. But now, like the saints say, going back to the old time way. Now I got faith in God, and my head stay like this. Somebody say, why your head's in the cloud? No, not that I think of, but I'm always looking to the hills, y'all. And can't nobody help me. I'm always looking to the hills from where coming my help. So it ain't that my nose is in the air, but I'm smelling something different than what you smelling. Amen. It ain't that I'm stuck up, but I'm focused on something greater than what you focused on. I'm thinking about Jehovah God and how good he is. Amen. And every now and then, he'll tell me to hold my head down and try to pull you up. Amen, somebody. But I got to stay up there. Amen, somebody. I can't let that bring me down because I'm in my wealthy place. I'm in the wealthy place. Genesis chapter 24, verse 1 says, he was blessed in all. That scripture always impressed me because I knew what it meant. Abraham died right. Went lacking in nothing when he passed. Can I tell you today, all of us have the opportunity to walk in your set wealthy place. Your wealthy place may not be my wealthy place, and my wealthy place may not be yours. But I'm going to tell you, it's just as fulfilling. Because whatever yours is, that's what God got for you. But don't you let anything hinder you from getting to that place. Don't you let loneliness, don't you let a lack of trust, don't you let a lack of patience, don't you let a lack of sacrifice stop you from getting to that place. Can I preach for 5 more minutes? Then I ran up on old David. Now you have to admire David, because David was one of those just naturally gifted individuals. Here, a 16-year-old boy could kill a lion and a bear with his bare hands, but go pick up a harp and say, how great thou art. The same boy, a warrior and a worshiper in the same man. And then he was full of faith. Big men, his brothers, Saul the king, taller than everybody else, wouldn't face Goliath. David came up with his ADD self. Y'all ain't gonna help me. ODD. Came up and said, here go the bread. What's this? Y'all gonna let him talk y'all like that? I'll take him. I don't need this armor. When he got him 5 full stones, took him out in the name of the Lord. Boop. But David had to go through tests. David had to go through the test, number one, of isolation. Some people don't know how to be by themselves. Always got to have somebody with them. Always got to have some noise playing. In Alexandria, I'm amazed at our church. I love it, though. Oh, I love that place. But so many people walk by with headphones on, and you can tell they're just dead. But they got the loudest, whatever kind of rap going on, headed nowhere. But sometimes We don't like to be isolated. I can't be quiet. If I be still, I got to deal with who I am and where I am. But my Bible says, be still and know that I am God. You won't know who God is always moving. Yeah, I feel like preaching. Some folk always got to be going somewhere. Can't sit still. If you sit still long enough, God will speak. But if you always move and headed nowhere, you can't hear from God. David had to be alone with the sheep by himself, isolated and put there by his own daddy. But don't you know he was headed to his wealthy place? David was going to be king soon. He didn't know it. And even after he got anointed, I'm sure it didn't really register in him. Yeah, right. How am I going to go from all this to up there? Anybody had a rough prophecy? You say, yeah, right. Somebody spoke a word of knowledge. You say, yeah, right. But not just isolation. David had to go through the test of honor. A lot of people miss it here. Because we're a culture. I have to say I love the Asian culture. Because they're taught honor in the Asian countries. Be it Korea, China, Japan. They honor the elders. They honor leadership. They honor. David passed the isolation test. Then he passed the honor test. Saul was trying to kill him, mother. Trying to take him out. Throwing javelins at David. David said, I'm just here trying to help. He just playing the harp. He's trying to get the demons off you. And he throwing javelins at him. But David said, I won't touch the Lord's anointing. Because he had an understanding of who God was, he was able to honor men. When it's hard for you to honor a man, you don't have a true revelation of who God is. Because that was God's anointed, even though he was wrong. Saul was wrong. The Bible says a tormenting spirit came on Saul. So he was operating in witchcraft, but still David had enough sense because of the anointing on him. I won't touch him. And then when he did touch him, I apologize. He passed the honor test. But then finally, we closing. I like this. Now, you know David had a woman problem now. It's time for generals to be out at war. Bible say kings. Generals to be at war. And he walking around on the top of his palace and he seen old Bathsheba. And he said, golly, go get her. Brought Bathsheba to him. Slept with Bathsheba. Had a child. The child died. Had a husband killed. And you know, they went around collecting women. Oh, Nabal, you a fool. Give me your wife. Collected women. Ended up about 6-7 wives. Had a lust problem. You know he did. But don't you know, when he got old, I like this. He was about to die. They put an old virgin in the bed with him named Abishag. Don't you know David laid there, didn't touch her. He had passed the lust test. Some of us won't get to our wealthy place. Because we still battle. Can I tell you today? It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. I would say 5 minutes, but when it's real good lust, it might be 3. Y'all ain't gonna talk, but I keep it real. When it's good old fashioned lust, it don't last long. Because you ain't trying to please nobody but yourself. Is it worth giving up the kingdom that God has prepared for you for a little lust? I'm going to preach it away. I've heard it been said, and I've seen it.